From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, August 16th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Challenge. Run, walk, or bike this September to help the Dempsey Center support those impacted by cancer. DempseyChallenge.org.
The nonpartisan Cook Report, which analyzes political contests across the nation, has changed its take on the 2020 Maine U.S. Senate election from leaning Republican to a toss-up. Mel Leary has more.
The report cites several polls in the last few months that indicate incumbent Republican Susan Collins has lost ground with Maine voters. Collins has won by double-digit margins in past Senate elections, except for her first race in 1996, when she won by just 5 points over former Democratic Governor Joe Brennan. Collins has lost support of some women because of her vote to confirm conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. She's also been scrutinized for not being forceful enough in her criticism of President Trump. The Cook Report also says that Maine House Speaker Sarah Gideon is raising the money needed to challenge Collins, but it ignores the fact that Gideon faces three announced challengers in a Democratic primary, and that Maine's ranked choice voting system makes it harder to predict the outcome of a primary. And there are other nonpartisan political websites, including Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball, that still see the Maine Senate race as a toss-up. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
The Center for Reproductive Rights is appealing a federal judge's rejection of a request to block new rules for family planning grants. The appeal to the First Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston was filed on Thursday, just days before the new rules take effect on Monday, which prohibit family planning clinics funded by the federal Title X program from making abortion referrals. Maine Family Planning is withdrawing from the program, losing $2 million a year because of the gag rule. The Center for Reproductive Rights sued on its behalf. And Maine Attorney General Aaron Frey has joined four other state attorneys general in a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's new public charge rule, which makes it harder for immigrants to get green cards and become citizens. The new rule broadens the definition of who's considered a public charge and ineligible for citizenship based on the use of government assistance programs such as food stamps, Medicaid, and housing assistance. In weather tonight, dense fog along the coast, otherwise mostly cloudy with some isolated showers and lows in the mid-50s to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny along the coast with inland showers and thunderstorms, fog along the down east coast.
This past week on Maine Calling Monday, growing interest in seaweed.
There's just so many health benefits with it. There's actually more calcium than milk per ounce.
Tuesday, Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry Commissioner Amanda Beal. Wednesday, The Grange. Thursday, elder care advice.
You hire somebody who's a geriatric case manager, and a lot of them have sliding scales.
And Friday, the ideas behind new thought from past to present. Maine Calling online anytime at mainecalling.org.
More students in Maine are graduating from high school than ever before, nearly 87% last year, and most of those enroll in college. But for many students, particularly those from small rural schools, staying in college can be a challenge. Robbie Feinberg traveled to Aroostook County, where a new program is looking into why some rural students may struggle in college and trying to find ways to keep them in school.
That has like one, two, three, four classrooms.
Senior Jordan Cowger walks along the perimeter of the East Grand School, nestled into the trees of Danforth, Maine. The school is located near the border of Aroostook in Washington counties, and it is tiny, fewer than 150 kids from preschool through 12th grade.
I started here as part of the Head Start program when I was three, and so now I'm 16, entering senior year. Like, it's just been all right here. One, two, three, that's it.
Cowger says it's also a very small community. Everyone knows everyone. Both of her parents and other relatives all have deep roots here.
People kind of expect you to stay here, but that's because we have such a multi-generational, you know, kind of culture, and that my great-grandmother grew up here and still lives here and has spent her whole life on the same road, you know?
And so as Kauger and her fellow seniors think about their plans after high school next year, some are apprehensive about leaving this familiar, tight-knit atmosphere. It's one of the reasons why more than 40% of Maine students entering public colleges don't finish. It's even more dramatic in some rural communities.
The crux of the matter is we really haven't moved the ball on that number of kids that move from high school to college. We really haven't been able to make a significant change in that over 10 years.
Chris Young is a coach with Gear Up Maine, a group that works with schools across rural Maine to help students get to college and stay there. Young was brought on about 2 years ago when the organization began a research project across six schools in Aroostook County. It was designed to find out why some of these students, who may have limited resources or be the first in their family to go to college, drop out, some before even getting to campus in the fall.
How can we get students there? And then once they're there, can we continue to provide supports that students need to navigate those first couple weeks on campus, that whole first semester?
To do it, Young serves as a kind of counselor for a few dozen students across a large swath of the northern part of the state. He starts in high school, then keeps working with them through their first year of college, when they can connect with other supports at the university level. After 2 years on the job, Young says he's seen that one of the biggest barriers to getting to college and sticking with it isn't the difficulty of the academics.
It's the financial aid. It's the paying the bill. It's the getting a work-study job. It's the getting the textbooks. It's all this auxiliary stuff outside of sitting in the classroom and listening to the teacher and passing the class.
The hope for the Gear Up program, which is funded by a federal grant, is that Young can be a college navigator that students already know and trust before they even get to campus. He visits colleges and high schools and texts students with problem-solving advice. But Gear Up sometimes offers direct financial help as well. Program director Mary Callen says something as simple as a car repair can prompt a student to drop out. So the organization offers students small amounts of money when needed to help them get through financial bumps in the road.
It may be $60 set a tire, you know, and that's it. Well, that's a shame. They have a flat and they can't commute to their community college because they have a flat tire and don't have the $60 to replace the tire. So we are definitely positioning ourselves for that.
And beyond the financial challenges, some students from rural communities like Danforth have a hard time adjusting to the culture of a large public university.
I walked to class one day and I saw like 200 people like walking up and down, and I didn't know any of them. That's so different for me. But it was like a culture shock. Like, I wasn't ready for that kind of thing.
When Brady McEwen graduated from East Grand School 2 years ago and arrived at the University of Maine at Orono, he was just 17 years old and overwhelmed by the thousands of other students. He left for the University of Maine at Presque Isle. But then this summer, he decided to return to Orono in the fall to pursue his studies. He wants to go to law school. McEwen says he feels more socially ready for college now, and that having a trusted coach to visit and guide him through the process has been a relief.
It was really nice, and he talked about how we were doing, like how we were adjusting to our roommate, how everything was going for us, and then it made everything a little bit more smooth, like the transition, and I was a lot more comfortable.
This is the final year of the Gear Up pilot project in Aroostook County, but the organization is set to launch a similar program statewide for about 500 students next year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a great weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.